When I was called as a general authority, I was blessed to be tutored by many of the senior brethren in the church.
I had the opportunity to accompany President N. Eldon Tanner to a state conference in Alberta, Canada.
Some years ago, I was with President Marion G. Romney meeting with mission presidents and their wives in Geneva, Switzerland.
Shortly after I was called to serve as a stake president in 1987, I talked with a good friend who recently had been released as a stake president.
Went to Salt Lake City, and there I found myself seeing President Spencer W. Kimball.
As we talked with these stalwart leaders, I always asked this question.
This is another episode of Leader to Leader on the Leading LDS podcast. I am Kurt Frankum. Back in 2004, Truman G. Madsen put together a compilation of remarks in a book to go along with it about all the presidents of the church at that time, which... From Joseph Smith to Gordon B. Hinckley. If you've not had a chance to check out this book, or even more engaging are the audio recordings where he shares various experiences about the personalities that have led the modern-day LDS Church and some rich, beautiful stories that a lot of them teach leadership. I've taken it upon me again to go back through those and listen and review some of those powerful stories that are taught therein. One I wanted to share with you in this episode. Truman Madsen told this story about Joseph F. Smith and an interaction he had with B.H. Roberts about politics. I think you'll enjoy it.
For a long time in Utah, there was a People's Party, which actually was the Mormon Party. Everyone who really had commitment and faith in the restored gospel considered that the way to show loyalty was to belong to the People's Party. But now statehood has been accomplished, and we want to divide the church properly along political party lines. And so it actually happened that what they then called block teachers, now we say ward teachers, went out, knocked on a door and said, "You're a Republican." Went next door and said, "You're a Democrat." Went next door, "You're a Republican." That arbitrary. But soon, divisions really set in, and opposition, and of course then arguments on both sides on who had the best party. Well, B.H. Roberts, who was a political animal from birth, and who was a fervent Democrat, I think some would say pugnacious Democrat, even though he was a general authority, Roberts, against counsel, and even without asking anybody among the brethren, sets out to be elected to the House of Representatives in the national level. Well, he was elected, but then in the most incredible journalistic outcry I know about, he was unseated. Well, the brethren met and decided they would establish a rule that henceforth no general authority would seek public office without first seeking the approval of the presidency, and all of the brethren signed it, except B.H. Roberts. I won't prolong this, but it was a tedious and difficult thing. There is an entry in Wilford's journal, he even misspells his name, H.B. Roberts spent the whole day with him in the temple, but he is adamant and going to destruction, end quote. Well, the time came when they called him in and said, "Brother Roberts, if you really can't feel to be one with us on this, then we're going to have to drop you from your position in the first seven presidents of 70. And you have until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to give us your answer." That night, B.H. Roberts went for a long walk up and down the foothills of Salt Lake. Something happened, I wish I knew the details, but he came just before 9 o'clock to the first presidency office and said, "Brethren, I am at one with you. Everything is resolved. I am sorry I have caused you such distress." Then with a little bit of acid left in his voice, "But brethren, it's taken me all night to arrive at this. And Joseph S. Smith said quite calmly, "Yes, Brother Roberts, and so also with us. We have not left this room. We have been praying all night for you." Well, that saved the rift. And there's a beautiful sequel. Roberts later, at an advanced age, became a chaplain to the Major Utah Division and led them across the ocean in the World War. On the way, by serendipity, he had prepared a band that was part of the regiment, and they came to Salt Lake. It happened on the very day of the arrival of the pioneers, 24th of July. Roberts struck up the band just outside the Beehive House, played martial airs. President Smith came out on the balcony and welcomed them, spoke to them briefly, spoke very praisefully about B.H. Roberts, and then Roberts went inside. And they embraced, and Roberts said, "I have no root of bitterness left in my heart toward you." Well, that was the last time he saw him alive.
Unity is crucial for a council, for a quorum, to come together and agree on something. But that doesn't mean there shouldn't be opinions that clash. That doesn't mean there shouldn't be disagreement. There should be disagreement. There should be a conflict of ideas so that the best ideas rise to the top. And what a wonderful example of Joseph F. Smith. He allowed B.H. Roberts to have that perspective. And when there was a majority vote, he asked him to change. And when he wouldn't change, he prayed. He prayed with all his heart for the soul of that man, that he'd come around and see clearly the will of the Lord. I hope we all allow for disagreement and then pray for agreement.